Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. A black arts collective founded 50 years ago in Chicago is the spotlight of an exhibition at the Museum of Contemporary Art in North Miami. The exhibition, entitled Africobra, Messages to the People, celebrates the work of the civil rights movement in the 1960s and 70s through the lens of black artists. The African Commune of Bad Relevant Artists was started by Jeff Donaldson with a focus of protesting through peaceful imagery. Now, the Museum of Contemporary Art has a series of events surrounding the exhibition as part of their Black History Month programming. Joining us now to discuss is Amanda Kovach, the new director of educational programming at the museum. Amanda, pleasure to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start with this. How would you define Africobra? You know, when you think about the context of the civil rights movement of the 1960s, I mean, what was the role within the activist community? What were they trying to do with this?
So just not to lose context that there were a lot of other activists such as Spiral and a lot of other groups that were emanating out of that moment. The thing that defined Africobra as a collective was their manifesto and the cohesiveness of the nature of their work, such as all incorporating these colors called Kool-Aid colors, incorporating five core philosophical elements and having, you know, these kind of rules that they would work with and work towards. The images, was a commitment of humanism inspired by African people. Identification, they defined clearly their commitment as a people to the struggles of the African diaspora. Programmatic art, which dealt with the concepts that offered positive and feasible solutions. So they were aiming towards a goal. Modes of expression, so they lent themselves to economical mass production, such as screen printing, and my favorite, which is expressive awesomeness, the goal towards the subliminal, the in-your-face kind of wow factor.
And a lot of the work going looking at it is very much in-your-face, because I want to talk about, especially with the Kool-Aid colors, because that is a fascinating concept. But real quickly, tell us about, briefly, about this lead artist, Jeff Donaldson, and his role in, you know, really in how he started this. What was he, again, what he wanted to do with this?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I've read and heard about Jeff Donaldson is he was a man who could walk in and change the atmosphere of a room. This group was founded in 1968, which of course was the same year as the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. It was when the United States was embroiled in the Vietnam War, and what he and the original founders were focused on was creating a positive images of the African-American community, such as their wall of respect, and creating, you know, this strength and exhibiting this just outward positivity to combat the negative light which the media was placing upon protesters and which the media was placing upon the Black Panther movement and the race riots.
It was almost a continuation, it seems, when you think about it, like, as Dr. King's message was a peaceful one, much more peaceful one. This kind of seemed to go in that direction. Let's talk about some of the pieces. Let's start real quickly with, you know, one of them is a fashion piece, and I couldn't stop looking at this. I've seen so many different photos now, and it pays tribute to the jazz artist of the time. Talk about the jazz scramble jacket. Mm-hmm. How do you describe that to people?
I mean, it's one of my favorite pieces by Jay Jarrell that we have in the show, and we're so lucky to have any of her pieces because she was a fashion designer. Her works are out in the world being lived in, which is really beautiful to have so many of her pieces in the show. And the way that I would describe the jazz scramble jacket is this, it feels like a Scrabble board, this kind of constructed through these linear pieces with this very supple leather like layering, and it's just really beautiful, and you can just get lost in finding all the names and finding all these people that have contributed to jazz history and perhaps aren't as well known or incredibly well known.
Oh no, it is. Again, just looking at photos, you could spend a lot of time reading the jacket, which is absolutely beautiful. Another piece that's striking in the exhibit, and this goes back to what you mentioned a second ago when you referred to the Kool-Aid colors. You know, we talk about this incredible piece, and we heard from AfriCobra member Napoleon Jones Henderson explaining in a Chicago PBS documentary, Disabled to Obama, Chicago's Black Metropolis. Let's take a listen.
Well, the significance of the Kool-Aid colors has more to do with the color dynamics of the community, because if you can recall the 1960s, the pastel colors of clothing that men and women were wearing as they were strolling about the community were in those tones of colors that were lime and lemon and raspberry and strawberry, which were the flavors of Kool-Aid, and we all consumed a lot of Kool-Aid. So it just became something that was drawn out of the general community as an aspect of our looking at what we did in terms of the color palette of AfriCobra.
Amanda, how do you describe that? How do you take that and continue that? It is a fascinating piece. It's a fascinating idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best way that we've continued it at MoCA is exemplified through the main AfriCobra title that we have, which I want to give a shout out to our graphic artist, Janelle Demby, who's also a continuation of the Howard Education. So when the artists saw her label and her logo, I mean, even Napoleon Jones Henderson has said that's rad. Like, that's AfriCobra. It's these bright, vibrant colors. And while every artist has their visual language, and it's very clear that each artist is an individual, the way the colors weave through and the way they pop and they shine is it's really what's so attractive about the work and what helps the work communicate as something fun, inspiring. And these kind of Kool-Aid colors, they're bright, they're vibrant, and they're positive.
Yeah, looking at some of the pieces, I mean, it was one of those things where the first thing that came to mind is like it almost seems to be moving. Mm-hmm. Because of the vibrancy and the way that those colors, as you said, they pop. It feels like the piece is moving no matter where how you're looking at it. I'm talking with Amanda Kovach. She's the educational curator at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Miami. There's an exhibition there called AfriCobra, Messages to the People, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Chicago Arts Collective. Now, there's a series of different public events happening around the exhibition for Black History Month, and we'll make sure to have those up on our Facebook or Twitter, again, at WLRN Sundial. It's important to note how much of the art collective's focus was on giving back to the communities they came from. This is a clip again from the Chicago PBS documentary, Chicago's Black Metropolis. First, you're going to hear from member Barbara Jones Hogue and then Napoleon Jones Henderson.
But the whole idea was in terms of creating art that would give positive messages to the people.
We are a vehicle for the community, and that the works that we've done, we've been privileged to do because those are the images and the aesthetics and ethos that we've derived from our community.
Now, you had the chance to talk to the curator, right? Jeffreen M. Hayes?
Yeah, Dr. Jeffreen Hayes, yes.
What do we know about, and I'm curious with those conversations, what did you learn about the artist collective's relationship with the community and why it was so important?
Well, you know, it was a real privilege to get to speak to her, and I'm looking forward to having her return for other conversations, because I, you know, as a white passing queer Latina, was not coming from a point of knowledge or, you know, point of understanding, whereas Dr. Jeffreen Hayes really was able to tie everything into Miami, right? She was able to talk about, you know, the Freedom Wall, talk about these positive messages that they were sending out, talk about their screen printing and how they made images that they screen printed accessible at every one of their shows for $10. You could have a piece of AfriCobra work. And that went back to their modes of expression and how that tied back to what was happening here in Miami. So we get an example of Purvis Young's The Wall in Good Bread Alley. And she was the one who, in her curatorial talk that we had in December, made that connection. And I was just kind of like mind blown and how all of these things loop together.
You lead student groups through the exhibition from
yes,
time to time.
Yes, we do. All the time, yeah.
So I wonder what their take is on it.
I mean, you know, part of their take is they're very, I try to keep the tours as real as possible. You know,
what does that mean?
When I'm talking and tying it back into, for example, there's a piece that Dr. Jeffrey arranged along with our exhibition team called Speaking Truth to Visual, which is all about kind of readdressing the way the Black experience is portrayed in the media. And I start talking about thugification of young Black men. I start talking about misrepresentation of the Black lived experience in the media. And, you know, we talk about hashtag Black Lives Matter. We talk about, you know, just all these different things that we're currently experiencing. And it ties in so beautifully to the work that was being created at the time and is still currently being created, because they are still a creative group.
I'm curious as to who's coming to see the exhibit. And mm-hmm. by that, I'm straight up asking, is mm-hmm. it, you know, do you see mostly the African-American community, the Black community coming in to see it? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, how many of the, say, the white community is coming mm-hmm. in to see it? Who's seeing this?
Well, we're so lucky to be located in North Miami because we have an incredibly supportive community around us. And of course, they get in completely for free if you're a resident of North Miami. So I've seen a lot of residents stop by. I've held tours to large groups from people from visiting from France, visiting from all over the place. So I think that it's just a huge range, a spectrum of people, but definitely the people that have given me, you know, like the truest feedback have been people from the African diaspora and the African American community, because they're like, you know, this is good. This is what should be seen in museums.
And even after 50 years, it's still so relevant. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Talking again with Amanda Kovach, educational curator at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Miami. Again, the exhibit, The Afro-Cobra, Messages to the People. And it runs until April or through April?
It runs until April.
Mm-hmm. Until April. So make sure you get the chance. Please check it out. Amanda, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Also, just want to mention real quickly, don't forget that tomorrow we're announcing our new title for the Sundial Book Club. Don't forget, you can join the book club on our Facebook group, Sundial Book Club. It's free to everybody. Let us know what you're reading. Still to come, a new podcast in Miami takes us to one of our favorite places, La Ventanita. That's coming up next here on Sundial.